This is Big Podcast.
It's the marketing podcast for podcasters. Build a big podcast. I'm David Hooper. BigPodcast.com is the website. And here's what this podcast focuses on. Growing your podcast audience. Making a podcast that attracts people, that makes you money, that makes your mother proud, that makes impact in the world. You want that? You are in the right place. This is the audio edition of the weekly newsletter that I've got. It's called Big Podcast Insider. It goes out every Friday morning, New York City time. You will find it at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. Everything that I talk about here, all the links, more information, that's where it is, newsletter.bigpodcast.com. Here's what's in this episode. The one-star review. Yet another social network. Who's listening to your podcast? Do you know? You will. It's not easy, but there is ease. Never start with zero. Also, some classified ads, things that I think will help you to grow your podcast audience. Make that podcast that I'm talking about here something that makes impact, makes you money. This episode of Build a Big Podcast is brought to you by Riverside.fm. It's a virtual studio that makes recording and editing at the highest quality possible, accessible to anyone. True story. Just this week, my wife had to be a guest on a podcast. Normally, I can help her out with that. I can get her set up on a mic. I can let her in my studio. I set everything up so she looks and sounds great, but I wasn't around. Fortunately, this podcast was done via Riverside.fm. The two hosts all the way in Turkey. Now, she knows about this sponsorship, and she said, hey, Riverside.fm, that's how they want to do this. What do you know about it? I said, it's going to be easy. One click, you're in the Riverside studio. It's got 4K video. Your mic is going to sound great. You're going to look and sound like you're in the same room as these guys. And she did. It was super easy for her. That's what you want for your guest. And that's what you want for yourself. You want the studio quality recordings, lightning fast editing. You know, Riverside.fm, they've got AI now. Instant transcriptions with 99% accuracy, and it's going to find those social media clips for you automatically. So not only is it easy to record your podcast, it is also easy to promote, market, and attract people to your podcast. Here's the deal. You can go to Riverside.fm. You can try it for free. They're going to give you 2 hours to check it out. It's Riverside.fm. Get the free account. And if you want to stick around, I think you're going to want to. Here's the discount code. It's going to get you 15% off the already low rates. Big Podcast, BigPodcast. That's Riverside.fm. The discount code, Big Podcast, BigPodcast. This podcast, because I'm going from thing to thing to thing, and all of them are about podcasting, you're going to hear an audio demarcation point. That is how you know that I'm going on to the next thing. Here's what it sounds like. Let's go. The one-star review. Let's get real about reviews, good and bad. The bad ones hurt. But here's something I want you to consider the next time one comes through. Bad reviews can actually help your podcast. It's the bad reviews that provide contrast to the good ones. Too many good reviews and they're going to work against you because people are going to assume that those good reviews are fake. Even a single review that's critical of your podcast lets people know that the reviewing system is working. So having a couple of bad ones, I'm going to put that in quotes, a couple of bad reviews in there, that's actually going to make those good reviews stand out even more. Still, bad reviews can hurt. Podcasters, we're sensitive people. We're putting our heart and soul into these podcasts. So if one comes through, one star, this podcast sucks. Ugh, it's like a punch to the gut. If you do get a bad review like that, this is what never to do. Do not argue with the person who left the review. Do not spend time looking them up on social media trying to reach out to them. Do not try to convince them of something else other than what they said. If you need to apologize, that's fine. You say something stupid, go to them. Hey, man, listen, saw your review. You're right. I did say something stupid and I apologize to you. I had a bad comment on this podcast, not a review, but a guy reached out to me. And to be clear, it wasn't really bad. He reached out to me and he said, hey, I'm listening to these Big Podcast Insider episodes, and all you do is talk about newsletter.bigpodcast.com. If I wanted to go to newsletter.bigpodcast.com, I would go there. I'm listening to your podcast, throw me a bone, and give me more of the meat from the newsletter. And I said, man, you know, this guy's right. I was a little too close to it. So I go to him, I said, you know, you're right, man. You're right. Actually made an episode about it. Hey, I got this review. This guy was right. Thanks for the feedback. And he wrote back to me. He said, man, that's why you're the man. He flipped it on me, man. He was really appreciative. Good feedback. The other feedback that I've had recently, this is from Dave Jackson from School of Podcasting. Dave Jackson says, Hey, man, when you tell me to go to newsletter.bigpodcast.com, you see a theme here? I go there, and if I'm listening to your podcast back to back to back to back, catching up on 2 or 3 weeks of episodes, I don't know which issue of the newsletter you're talking about. So when I talk about going to newsletter.bigpodcast.com now, I'm going to tell you issue number 173. Good feedback. Now, fortunately, those weren't one-star reviews that last forever. But if they were, I would have taken the feedback just the same. Sometimes these one-star reviews give you good feedback, and sometimes these one-star reviews will make the 3, 4, and 5-star reviews stand out even more. Again, if you do get a review that gives you feedback that's helpful, or there's something you need to apologize about, go ahead, do it. That's not bad. The problem we get into, and sometimes you'll see this from authors on Amazon, "Oh, I'm so sorry to disappoint you. You spent $15 on the book, and I can tell that this is a really big deal. Would you allow me to get on the phone with you for an hour and talk to you about this book and why I wrote it this way?" At that point, dude, that's on you. These guys have gone, and you look like a big dummy trying to convince people that the book you wrote was good. You're also rewarding bad behavior, which may get you more of that bad behavior. Somebody leaves a one-star review, "Oh, yeah. He'll just reach out to me and say he wants to talk to me for an hour." Don't do it. Don't do it. If you make a mistake, great. If you need to apologize, great. But don't try to convince people that they were wrong and you were right. This podcast, the books on Amazon, your podcast, not for everyone. Now, sometimes as podcasters, we lean into that a little bit hard too. "Well, it's not for everybody. It's obviously not for you." No. Don't get defensive, man. Just keep doing what you're doing. Let them have their thing and move on. You keep working and making podcasts for the people who get your podcast. Do not neglect the people you've already got, who are already fans, who are already getting your podcast and loving your podcast, for a handful of people that it's not a match for. Best-selling record of all time, Michael Jackson's Thriller. A lot of people don't like it. That's cool. Not for everybody. Even something that popular, not everybody's going to like it. If you've got a bad review story, I want you to reach out to me. I'm putting together an episode about reviews. I'd love to hear it. You can reach out to me via Mastodon, Blue Sky, or Threads. And here's a challenge to you. If you like a podcast, not necessarily this podcast, but I would not mind. If you do like a podcast, leave that podcast a positive review. It's very easy to go to Apple Podcasts. Podchaser is another great option. Let the podcasters that you're listening to know that you are listening to them and you are liking what they are doing. You're a podcaster, so you know how this is. A lot of times we feel like we're just talking into the void, even if you've got a popular podcast. It's like pretty girl syndrome. And this could be anybody, guys included. You see somebody attractive. I couldn't ask her out. I couldn't ask him out. He's probably got a lot of dates. She's got a lot of dates. She's not going to go for me. You make the assumption that somebody's already busy. We make the assumption that people are already popular. We make assumptions with people that may not always be true. I talked about my wife in the Riverside ad. My wife is a photographer, and she photographs arguably very attractive people. They're all models. We've got a studio in my house, and one of the things that I hear all the time, people don't approach me. People are intimidated by me. Podcasters can be the same way. Because you are on the microphone, because you sound great, you're preparing your podcast, you're editing your podcast, people assume that other people are leaving your reviews, that other people are buying your stuff, that other people are sponsoring your podcast. You know that that's not true. Which brings me back to the point. If you like a podcast, don't assume that other people are leaving good reviews, and you don't need to do that. Do it. Let podcasters and other people who are creating things know that you appreciate them. It's very easy to do. Apple Podcast or Podchaser. That is my challenge to you. You want the links to reach out to me? This is how to do it. Newsletter.bigpodcast.com, episode number 173. Hey, real quick, I want to talk to you about Big Podcast AMP. That stands for Audio Monetization Program. And if you like the newsletter and you like the podcast, you are going to love Big Podcast AMP. It's a personal coaching program that will help you do 3 things. 1, grow your podcast audience. 2, get people talking about your podcast. And 3, make more money with your podcast. I've got the details linked. Yeah, you know it. Newsletter.bigpodcast.com. Yet another social network. I've got a new social network linked. Yeah. Newsletter.bigpodcast.com, episode number 173. It's developed by the people at Sticker Mule. That's what I said. Guys in the sticker business started a social network. They did. I join all new social networks just to reserve my name. You never know when one's going to take off. You don't want something to take off, go there 6 months later, and you find somebody's already got the name that you use. I've got an invite link for you to get in. It's at newsletter.bigpodcast.com, episode number 173. This is the hook of this social network. If you're wondering, another social network, do we need it? What's the difference with this one? All users are verified via automation. That means they want to see some ID. I know, big brother, right? But it weeds out spam accounts. It weeds out bots. In theory, because of this, there is a friendlier conversation going on. I think it's too early to tell how the plan will work out. But again, not too early to reserve your name, because once something takes off, your name's out of there. Get it now while you can. If you do join, say hello. I've got everything linked. Newsletter.bigpodcast.com, issue number 173. Who's listening to your podcast? This is a very cool tool. It is free. If you're looking to find similar podcasts with similar audiences, this is an interactive audience graph. Here's what I would use it for. If you're looking for cross-promotion partners, if you're looking for potential guesting opportunities, other podcasts where you can go be a guest, if you're looking for trends related to the topic of your podcast, seeing whether the podcast you're talking about, who they're interviewing for guest, it is a great way to do this research. It also makes for a great screenshot for social media. If you go to newsletter.bigpodcast.com, episode number 173, you will see that screenshot. This is a free tool. It is very cool. It is worth a look. Newsletter.bigpodcast.com, issue number 173. It's not easy, but there is ease. When done right, we make podcasting look easy. And because of this, a lot of people think that podcasting is easy, but it's not. However, there is ease in podcasting. I've got some thoughts on how you can have more ease in your podcast. One, be prepared. You can't prepare for everything, especially if you're doing an interview, but do whatever you need to feel comfortable before you hit record. An example of this, if you feel you need a pre-interview, get it. It is your show, and you don't have to explain or justify why. I got a funny text. This is from another podcaster, and she said, I had somebody show up in her car on the speakerphone of an iPhone. That's how she wanted to do the podcast. And my friend says, we can't do it like that. The guest says, well, I've done a lot of podcasts like this. And my friend says, no, not this one. And the same thing for pre-interviews. If you need a conversation with a guest before you connect, do it. Let me tell you how I work that. Because sometimes if you've got a really busy guest, and I interview a lot of musicians, they're on the road, they're touring, they're very, very busy. I'm going to talk to the manager. I'm going to talk to the publicist. I'm going to talk to somebody associated with that guest, somebody who's working with that guest that can give me the information that I need. That's a workaround. But with that said, if you need to talk to the guest, it is your podcast. By all means, talk to the guest. Be prepared. That's going to help you prepare for everything. Number two, segment your episodes. You might find it helpful to break your episodes into smaller, manageable segments. Even if you don't need commercial breaks within your episodes, this format, a segmented format, allows for natural pauses. It can make the recording process feel less overwhelming. Short breaks to regroup, maybe just a couple minutes, and maybe not even that. That's going to give you time to review what you've just recorded and get through your next segment. This episode, the Big Podcast Insider episodes, these are actually great examples of segmented episodes. When I'm going from thing to thing to thing, I've got each thing on a single sheet. I pull up that next sheet after I tell you to go to newsletter.bigpodcast.com. I can review it and then go into it if I need to. Again, this is about doing what you need to. Maybe you don't need to do this, but it can help. Take this segment, and if you've got a bunch of blank space on your tape, remove it in the edit. There's nothing wrong with that. Do what you need to do to get a good recording. Number three, equipment familiarity. This is especially true if you're doing remote sessions, if you've got other people in the studio with you. Get comfortable with your recording equipment. And what I mean by this, equipment familiarity, get comfortable with your recording equipment. Practice using your microphone, your headphones, your recording software. Being at ease with your tools can significantly reduce recording anxiety. I talked about my wife doing this interview last week. She's very comfortable on the mic, just hadn't used Riverside.fm before. I walked her through the process. She's ready. You don't want to be learning on the job. This isn't to say you have to have done everything and have years and years and years of experience. No, no, no. There's a first time for everything. But she's used similar software before. Well, you know, Zoom or Skype or Squadcast. It's very similar. Walked her through the process. Not that intimidating. It was good. Being comfortable with your equipment, I can't tell you how many times that saved me. Because sometimes things go wrong. It just takes a second for somebody to hit the wrong button, flip a switch, you're muted, you don't know what's going on. Funny story about this, I was using an ATR 2100 mic. You might be familiar with that mic. It's not working. I just installed a new interface, a new boom. It's not working anymore. Man, my mic flipped out on me. What's going on? Double check the cable, double check the interface. I'm using a different mic in it. Everything is working great. It turned out, this is the funniest thing to me. When I put that ATR 2100 in the new mic stand, it flipped the switch on the side of the mic to turn the mic from on to off. I didn't think anything of it because I don't use mics with switches. The mic that I'm using right now, the Electro Voice RE20, it's always on. Most broadcast mics are always on. Almost the only time you're going to find a mic with a switch on it is if you've got a mic on stage and you need to turn it off because you've got an unmanned soundboard. The people coming to stage, maybe for announcements, you need to turn it off. It's not something you see on most pro mics. Anyway, ATR 2100, for whatever reason, it's got the switch. It flipped accidentally. I was confused. And that's not going to happen again. Is there a switch on the mic? Maybe that's it. I'll be thinking that next time. But that comes from experience, familiarity with the equipment. Maybe there's a switch on it. It's another thing to add to the list. Here's a bonus tip for you. You're doing it right now. Breathe. That's the bonus tip. Yeah, it sounds obvious. But I have found from my work coaching hosts of all types, also voiceover people, that it is very easy to get caught up in the moment and either forget to breathe or talk so fast that you start breathing in a way that's different from what you normally do. You start breathing through your mouth a lot of times. Your voice dries out. People talk about losing their voice. Man, I can't do this voiceover stuff more than about 45 minutes. I lose my voice. Maybe you're a public speaker. You've experienced this. Cold rooms. You're not breathing through your nose, warming that air up as it goes through the back of your throat. If you breathe through your mouth, there's that cold air coming in. It's a problem. Don't forget to breathe. Slow, steady, in through your nose, out through your mouth. Pace yourself. Trust yourself to get the words out. Trust yourself when a guest talks to you that you're going to know where you need to go next. You don't need to cut your guest off. Give that guest space. Pauses, if there are any, they can be edited out. What do you do to stay calm in the studio? I want to know. The best way to get in touch with me, Mastodon, Blue Sky, or Threads. If you want more information on this, about the ease of podcasting and those links to get in touch with me, you can find them. Newsletter.bigpodcast.com, issue number 173. Never start with zero. I love this concept of initial momentum. I've talked about this many times. It's in my book, Big Podcast. Even a brand new podcaster who's never been behind the mic is still bringing important skills and knowledge to the table. Nobody ever really starts with nothing. Even a young baby comes into the world with inherited characteristics, genetics, instincts, such as knowing how to breathe. Those are all helpful for something. And they're easy to lose, like breathing. You know how to breathe. You've been doing it since you were born. Why do we stop sometimes in the middle of an interview or in the middle of a dialogue? I've got a great article about initial momentum. I was having a conversation with a podcaster about this just recently. And this is really weird for me to think about. I've been doing broadcast radio this run for 19 years. So next year, 20 years of broadcast radio for me. Next year, 20 years of podcasting for me. I started both of those in 2005. Before this run of broadcast radio, I'd had a couple of other runs, some of them a few months, some of them a couple of years, and other things that I was bringing to the table that helped me with this run. Even though I'd had experience behind the mic before 2005, I would not have called myself an experienced host. And I didn't know podcasting. That was brand new. But you bring things to the table that help you. A lot of people I know, they're intimidated to get into podcasting. Oh, you know, I've never done anything like that. Well, you've probably done a few things that could help you. Ever been to a Toastmasters club? Table topics. They give you a random topic. You talk about it for a minute to 2 minutes. That helps in podcasting. Being able to read aloud. When did you start doing that? Third, fourth grade? Whenever you started to read, you're reading aloud. It would scare the bejesus out of people in school. Scares me still. I had an opportunity last week. People wanted me to read something aloud. And this is something that I work on every day. Happens all the time. Like a board game, Trivial Pursuit. Get nervous. But it's skill development. The nerves, the reading, that's going to help you in podcasting. You probably got a lot of things. If you're interested in podcasting, you just happen to find this podcast and you've made it all the way through. Think, man, I'd like to do podcasting, but I haven't done it. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. We can get you up to speed using the skills you already have. Never start with zero. That's the name of this article. I've got it linked at newsletter.bigpodcast.com, issue number 173. You're not starting with zero. Also, you are not starting with the exact same skills that the other guy that's not starting with zero is starting with. You've got your own unique brand of skills. That's going to help you as well. Anyway, newsletter.bigpodcast.com, issue number 173. You're going to like this article. Classified ads, 40 things that I think will help you to grow your podcast, build a bigger audience, make something better, make something your mom's going to be proud of. Let's talk about that. Swell AI automates writing podcast summaries, articles, social posts, and more. You can manage multiple shows in one dashboard. You're going to build custom templates for each show. That's going to make your production process so much easier. Swell AI connects with Google Drive, Dropbox, and Zoom. This thing is almost all automated. This is what it does. AI episode notes. You do the recording. You feed it into Swell AI. Automated episode notes. But also social media posts, so much more. You're going to like it. You can try it for free. I've got it linked in newsletter.bigpodcast.com. Podpage. You need a website for your podcast? Yes, you do. Join over 25,000 podcasters to automatically create a beautiful listener-friendly podcast site from your RSS feed. Podpage is the simplest way to create a podcast website. All you do is choose one of the templates, modify it a little bit. It's drag and drop, super easy. Give the RSS feed, boom, you got a podcast website. It's quick, it's easy, and you can try it for free. I've got a special link for you at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. When you're ready, here's how I can help you even more. If you want a shortcut building a podcast that people care about, I got a couple things that are going to help you. One of them, this is free. It's called Big Podcast Extra. Short emails help you build an audience, attract clients, and make money via podcast. That is called Big Podcast Extra. It comes out 5 days a week. Also, Build a Big Podcast, this podcast. If you're not subscribed, I want you to do that. You can go to bigpodcast.com/subscribe. One click is all it takes. I've made it easy on you. Got an iPhone, click the iPhone button. An Android device, click the Android button. Have you even got the old-fashioned RSS for you soon? No matter how you get your podcast, I will be able to deliver the latest episode of Build a Big Podcast right to you and free. Also free, the Podcast Growth Toolkit, the Swiss Army knife of podcasting. These are things that will help you to streamline and boost your podcast production. I've got all these linked at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. And if you've got a budget, I'm talking hundreds, not thousands of dollars, Big Podcast Amp, the audio monetization program, personalized coaching for any podcaster to help you grow your podcast audience, build your authority, brand, and reputation. I love working with indie podcasters. Speaking of starting from zero, my background is in the music industry. I ran a company called musicmarketing.com for years. I've worked with bands you've heard of, and I've worked with bands that you have never heard of. And the bands that I liked working with the most are the hardworking independents, the guys that if they sold 10,000 records, that was going to change their life. If you're the equivalent of that as a podcaster, I want to work with you. You are my guy or my girl. It's 2024. Women are in podcasting too. And I've got an open-minded group. I would love to have you be part of it. This is how to get in touch with me for Big Podcast Amp. Go to bigpodcast.com/AMP, bigpodcast.com/AMP. Go there, read the whole page. I want you to know what you're getting into. If you've got questions about it, happy to answer them. But that page, it doesn't read itself. You need to go to bigpodcast.com/AMP. Go there now before you forget. If you're ready to go big with your podcast, get more listeners, more money, make a podcast that matters, I will help you. Thanks for listening to Build a Big Podcast. I hope to see you on the next episode. If you haven't already subscribed, go to bigpodcast.com/subscribe. That makes sure you get the next one. Do it now, and I'll see you on the next episode of Build a Big Podcast.